Hello, party people, and welcome to the Pre-Librarian Podcast. This is your host, Lauren Diane, and I thank you so very much for tuning in. This is part two of a two-part podcast of 10 audiobooks by Black authors in honor of Black History Month. If you haven't already, make sure you check out part one. Let's get started. Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah, narrated by the author. Trevor Noah is probably most known for his current job as the Daily Show host, but he's also a hilarious stand-up comedian with two comedy specials on Netflix. His book is about being born and raised in South Africa during apartheid to a white father and African mother. There are some funny moments, but I honestly had to take a break from the book because of his raw and real descriptions of apartheid and his perspective as a mixed-race child. Considering the problems we have with race here in America, it hit a bit close to home. And that's all I'm going to say about race, since this is not a podcast about politics or social movements. I won't go there this time. But honestly, it is a must read, and eventually I will pick this book back up and finish it out. The next book is titled Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person by Shonda Rhimes, narrated by the author. Who loves Grey's Anatomy? Who loves Scandal? What about How to Get Away with Murder? Honestly, I don't watch any of those shows because I'm not a fan of dramas. I like to keep my entertainment light, fluff all the way. But Miss Shonda Rhimes has been dominating the TV industry for over 10 years. Even though I don't watch her shows, I wholeheartedly support and respect the moves she has made. Also, check out her TED Talk, My Year of Saying Yes to Everything. I loved it. Next up is Hidden Figures by Margot Lee Shetterly. So unless you've been under a rock, I'm sure you've heard of the award-winning movie Hidden Figures, starring Taraji P. Henson, Janelle Monáe, and Octavia Spencer. The book and movie is about Katherine G. Johnson, Dorothy Vaughn, and Mary Jackson, who were African-American female mathematicians who worked at NASA and was instrumental in getting astronaut John Glenn successfully to the moon. And just in case you're intimidated by the sciencey nature of the book, there is a young reader's edition. Don't be ashamed. Now we have What I Know for Sure by Oprah Winfrey, narrated by the author. First, let me say that I love Mama Oprah. She can do no wrong in my eyes. I do have one question though. Do you have to be on the cover of all your magazines? Anyway, What I Know for Sure started out as essays in her magazine, O. The essays are organized by theme: joy, resilience, connection, gratitude, possibility, awe, clarity, and power. I will listen to at least one essay a day on the way to work. It really helps start my day on a positive note. The last book that I would like to talk about is Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America by Michael Eric Dyson, narrated by the author. Michael Eric Dyson is the author of 19 books and is a sociologist, distinguished Georgetown professor, and ordained minister. He describes this book as a sermonic plea to white America. What is interesting about this book is that it is targeted to white America. His challenge is to stop ignoring the injustices black Americans face. Will reading the book be uncomfortable? Yes. Is it necessary? Yes again. He says that if we, America, don't change, we won't survive. All right, that is all for this podcast. Have I missed any of your favorite books by African American authors? If so, feel free to comment on the Pre-Librarian blog at theprelibrarian.weebly.com. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you check out part one. And remember, party people, be great.